This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Races were planned, races were canceled. So sorry. Don't be bashful. This is very informal. Obnoxiously informal. You'll never want to do it this way again. The captain race is canceled today, not because of the rain, but because of the lightning. So glad you're still with us. We have Paul whining. Last week we had the older son whining. And we had the revelation of Christ with us to build. Race is canceled. People weren't struck by lightning. Sons come home. And joy is a possibility placed in the wider sap. Philippians have someone bragging about how they did this, how they did that, how they were so special. And yet we hear about how Christ is so special. Now we have this story from John's Gospel. We've gone from Luke to John. We're getting ready to be close to Holy Week. And so now Judas Iscariot is griping about how Mary of Bethany uses this very expensive oil to anoint Jesus' feet. You didn't run today. But if you had, you'd have put your sneakers in the mudroom. And you won't take them off now. Because your feet would stink. In 2 weeks, we have the example of our feet being washed. Because they of all the things of the body stink. Jesus is giving all these examples about how God takes away those things that are so unpleasant in life, polite society, regular society, scoundrel society. Don't particularly care for. He's coming to give an example about how things can be afflicted. And he does that with this story about Mary of Bethany, who anoints his feet with this costly oil. Judas wants it to be sold for selfish purposes. But Jesus reminds us the crud of this world, the problems of this world, the unpleasantness of this world will always be around, but he won't always be here. They have to ponder that question. They have to ponder that reality. They don't know how to wrap their heads around it. We don't know exactly how to wrap our heads around it. But therefore, we have the story that reminds us grace lifts us up. God's love lifts us up. God's presence infuses our lives. All we have to do is open ourselves up to that truth. The truth of the world is always there, but the truth of God, love, grace, and presence is one we have to embrace, hold as our own. The storms of this day will hopefully soon pass, but the storms that are put before us, we have a remedy, a blessed remedy, and to hold on to the truth, the grace, the love, the presence of God is something that helps us overcome all that is negative. Embrace the positive, for it lifts us all up. It lifts our world. Amen.
Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.